News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
It looks like thunderstorms in the mix this afternoon, but no big surprise. It's August on the Gulf Coast, heading for a high around 86. More details with Dr. Bill coming up right after Kane with traffic.
For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center next, and now at Old Pascagoula and Springer Drive, getting some attention. Wreckers are on the way. Small minor fender bender shouldn't be in the roadway for too much longer. For the 65 split from Airport, also Dolphin to Moffitt and 65, looking good. No delays downtown. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs from small repairs to large, more complex jobs. Call them at 776-1006 and see them online at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The Joe Jefferson Players present the smash hit musical Mamma Mia. Based on the songs of ABBA, this tale of love, friendship, family, and disco was one of the longest-running shows in New York and London, and now it's coming to Mobile. Come experience the cast singing and dancing their way through your favorite ABBA tunes, August 10th through 26th at JJP. Get your tickets now at joejeffersonplayers.com or find us on Facebook.
706 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Also, our buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato joins us at 7:50 for the FM Talk 106.5 Fisherman Report. Now it's time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, Daphne police are searching for a missing 15-year-old. Levi Frank left his home at 11 a.m. on Tuesday and has not been seen since. Daphne Police Department, they've taken to social media to post details in hopes that someone knows something. According to the Facebook post, Levi was last seen walking southbound on Highway 98 near Whispering Pines Road. He was wearing black jogging pants, a red and gray shirt, and carrying a pink backpack. Police at this time do not suspect foul play. If you have information or perhaps you've seen Levi, you're urged to contact the Daphne Police at 251-621-9100. There is a new storm in the Atlantic, and it now has a name, Subtropical Storm Ernesto. This is the fourth subtropical storm to form so far this season in the Atlantic, and that's out of the five named storms. Now, the good news, it's not expected to come anywhere close to the coastline. According to the National Hurricane Center, as of 4 p.m. Wednesday, Subtropical Storm Ernesto was located about 650 miles southeast of Cape Race, Newfoundland, and was moving north at 9 miles per hour with winds of 40 miles per hour and could get a little stronger in the next 24 hours. The good news is it's not expected to become a hurricane, however, but could transition to an extratropical system in 48 hours or less. That, once again, according to the Hurricane Center. Be sure to keep it tuned to FM Talk 106.5 as Dr. Bill will have more information this morning for today and tomorrow and the rest of the week. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. No criminal charges will be filed against suspended Davidson head football coach Fred Riley. Riley was placed on administrative leave as the school system continued to investigate hazing involving Davidson's football team. 8 students were arrested and expelled. Several parents have called for Riley to be charged. The Mobile County District Attorney's Office says after reviewing all the evidence, it has not found any additional evidence to charge anyone else. A man wanted for crimes in Atlanta was arrested on the Gulf Coast. U.S. Marshals arrested Mario Freeman inside the J&M tackle shop in Orange Beach Tuesday. Investigators say they had Freeman under surveillance before the arrest. They say he threatened to kill cops, saying he was not going back to prison. A woman charged with manslaughter made her first court appearance in Baldwin County. Deborah Estep is the suspect in a deadly crash in the Foley Beach Express that left a pregnant woman dead. On Wednesday, a judge set her bond at $75,000. Authorities say Estep was drunk when the SUV she was driving collided with a car carrying 20-year-old Josie Jones and her unborn child. Both were killed. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
710 on FM Talk 106.5, this segment of Mobile Mornings brought to you by LinkedIn. If you're a business owner, you already know the right hire can really make an impact on your business. You could post to job boards and hope that you'll find the right person for your job. But think about it. How often do you check job boards? Why trust a chance when you could post your job to a place where people go every day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities? And 70% of the U.S. workforce is already there. I'm talking about LinkedIn. 9 out of 10 LinkedIn members are open to new opportunities, and yet most are not visiting those job boards. You can only reach them on LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets potential candidates based on insights from their behavior on LinkedIn and rich profile data that you can't find on a resume, like their skills, recommendations, interests, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. So your job gets in front of the right people. That's why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. It's the best way to find the person who will help you grow your business. And right now, if you hurry to LinkedIn.com/WAVH, you'll get $50 off your first job post right now. Once again, that's LinkedIn.com/WAVH to save $50. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you're closer than you think. 7:12 now, it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Mobile Bay Bears grabbed an early 3-run lead against the Biloxi Shuckers last night. They even extended that lead to 4 in the 5th inning, but Biloxi would rally to beat Mobile 6-5. Tonight, the Bay Bears and Shuckers play Game 4 of the 6-game series in Biloxi. First pitch is scheduled for 6:35. In the major leagues, tempers erupted in Atlanta when Braves rookie Ronald Acuña Jr., who had homered in 5 straight games, was hit in the very first pitch of the game from Miami starter Jose Ureña.
Acuña's hit 12 homers, 24 RBIs, and 25 runs scored leading off. And he got smoked on the very first pitch. Chad Fairchild, right out in front of the plate. Acuña tosses the helmet down, and now in a crouch on the third baseline.
The pitch was traveling 97.5 miles an hour, hit him right near his left elbow, and Acuña remained on the ground for a few minutes as players from both sides shouted at each other. Eventually, the benches cleared. There was some pushing and shoving. Ureña was ejected from the game, along with Braves manager Brian Snitker. Here's Snitker talking about the incident following the game.
It's a shame. Mm-hmm. This young man is just playing the game, doing what he's loves to do, and that's just a damn shame what happened that first pitch of the game.
Acuña tried to remain in the game but left in the top of the 7th inning. But the Braves would go on to beat Miami 5-2 for the 4-game sweep and their 5th win in a row. Dansby Swanson had 3 RBI, including a 2-run homer. Elsewhere around the league, Philadelphia beat Boston 7-4. Wilson Ramos had 3 hits and 3 RBI in his Phillies debut. St. Louis won their 8th game in a row 4-2 over the Washington Nationals. The Chicago Cubs beat Milwaukee 8-4. Tampa got the win over the New York Yankees 6-1. And the Houston Astros hit a season-high 5 home runs in a 12-1 win over Colorado. The 72nd Little League World Series kicks off today in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, and will continue until August 26th when they play the Little League World Series championship game. 16 teams made up of 11 and 12-year-olds are in the final event of the international tournament that began on July 28th. Last year, the Japanese team from Tokyo won the World Series. Today, 4 games gets it kicked off. At noon, the Caribbean region will take on the Asia-Pacific region on ESPN. Then at 2 o'clock, a couple United States teams, the Mid-Atlantic region versus the Midwest region. At 4 o'clock, Mexico plays Australia. And then at 6 o'clock tonight, the New England team will face off against the Southwest region. That'll be on ESPN2. In college football news, LSU's quarterback battle now down to a 2-man race. Ohio State transfer Joe Burrow and sophomore Miles Miles Brennan are the last remaining competitors for the Tigers' starting quarterback position, with the news that Justin McMillan and Lowell Narcisse will transfer from LSU. Narcisse was the first to make his announcement late on Tuesday, and McMillan followed suit yesterday. McMillan's a redshirt junior who graduated over the summer. He has 2 years of immediate eligibility as a grad transfer. Narcisse, he was a redshirt freshman and has yet to see the field. 7:15 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings. Let me remind you, join the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge. It's linked at the very top of my Twitter page, at Dalton Orwig, or you can just go to ESPN, click Fantasy, Pick'em, and search FM Talk 106.5. We'd love to have you compete against us this year.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's interesting because, I mean, we have like a, often this will happen with a group of friends or a big office pool or something like that, but, you know, we're kind of a group of friends here with FM Talk 106.5, so y'all get on board. I'm in. I know Dalton's it. My wife is in the mix.
Uh-huh.
Jeff Poor, who you hear here at FM Talk 106.5, he's in as well.
Well, you don't have to push me far to get me to pick college games, but the trash talk between FM Talk listeners and hosts and family already, members, it's going to be great.
And it's already started. Well, I was told that we're all just going to, there's one of them who's just like, why even play? I'm about to, you know, wipe the floor with y'all. So, okay. All right. Bring it.
And we've had a couple that say they only pick based on how cool the helmets look or flipping the coin. That works 50% of the time.
Whatever it takes. I mean, you can give a chimpanzee some darts, and they can throw it at it, and they have a better chance of picking a stock than some of the highest painted, highest trained people on Wall Street. So listen, get your chimp hat on and get out there and get after it. 7:16 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with Dr. Bill's forecast and Kane's traffic coming up.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jack.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Plan to visit Big Beach Brewing in Gulf Shores on Thursday, August 23rd, and try their special beer, Share the Beach Loggerhead, and meet others who support the work of the Alabama Coastal Foundation and its important programs to protect and preserve our marine environment. For each beer sold, $1 will be donated to ACF. These outreach events are a free, fun, and easy way to learn how you can help protect our precious coastal areas. Learn more at joinacf.org.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department still on the scene at Old Pascagoula and Springer Drive. Just a minor fender bender they're clearing up. Looks good so far across the Bayway and the Causeway from the 1065 split. Again, school zones are going to be busy. Back it down to 15 miles an hour. A lot of radar in the area. Whether you're broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Bits & Tons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery for your boats at 888-BE-TOWED and at BitsAndTons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Thank you, Kane. FM Talk 106.5, 7:18. Glad to have you here on this Thursday morning. Captain Bobby on the way at 7:50 with the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Hey, just a couple more weeks, and they're going to close out the voting for the Original Oyster House's Sunset Contest. And here's how it works. It's probably the tastiest contest out there. Head out for a dinner at the Original Oyster House location, foot of 59 in Gulf Shores or on the Mobile Bay Causeway. And when you're there, sunset happens. Take a picture of it. Document it. Whether you're inside the restaurant or just outside, thinking about like Little Lagoon at the Gulf Shores location to frame that photograph, or downtown Mobile or the north end of the bay, south end of the Delta there from the Causeway location. You take that picture and then you post it on the Facebook page, facebook.com/originaloysterhouse with the hashtag, put that hashtag OOH Sunset. Now those pictures are being posted up on their Facebook page. You do the same, and then make sure your friends know it's there so they can like it and give it a lot of activity, you know, share it, do all those kind of good things. And they're going to look at that, the judges here in this, which are folks at the Original Oyster House. They're going to look at those votes, going to look at the photograph. At the end of this month, they're going to award a gift certificate for dinner for two, up to a $50 value, plus a tote bag full of Original Oyster House goodies to the best sunset photo. So take that photo and post it to Facebook.com/Original Oyster House with the hashtag OOH Sunset. 7:20, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Welcome back. That's exactly what the Business Council of Alabama is saying and doing after several companies left the group due to leadership issues. The BCA has just approved a new governing structure. The CEOs of Alabama Power, Regions, and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alabama are all on the new executive committee of the BCA. Back in June, those groups, along with Power South, all announced their withdrawal from the BCA, saying they were dissatisfied with the performance of the BCA and its leadership. Former BCA CEO Bill Canary resigned in July to take a position as a senior fellow at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. The BCA, formed in 1985, and has really grown to become the go-to source of campaign dollars for those seeking office. Now, in its recent announcement, the BCA Board of Directors announced a new executive committee to, quote, help lead the organization through an ongoing transition. That committee is now made up of 11 individuals, with five representing larger businesses, five for smaller businesses, and one trustee representing the Alabama Self-Insured Workers' Compensation Fund. A health alert in effect as the Centers for Disease Control investigating an outbreak of measles. It spread to 21 states, including Florida, Louisiana, and Tennessee. 107 people have contracted the measles. The majority of those people were not vaccinated. Measles is classified as a potentially fatal airborne virus. Symptoms typically show up within 2 weeks of exposure. Be on the lookout for high fever, runny nose, cough, red eyes, and a rash, which start on the face and then spreads. In several cases, in severe cases, patients develop pneumonia and brain swelling. The disease can be serious for people of all ages, but especially those younger than the age of 5 and adults older than 20. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 7:21, FM Talk 106.5. By the way, too, if you want to catch an hour of this show, the midday show, or evening shows, weekend shows, you just need that hour. Yesterday, talking to John Sledge about the Battle of Mobile Bay, a lot of people that still haven't gotten on board with the podcast are saying, hey, how can we listen? Pretty easy. If you want it specifically a given hour, like a la carte buffet style, go to fmtalk1065.com. You'll see the link for podcasts. You click there, and you can go pick the show, pick the hour, and download it and listen right there. Or, better yet, you can subscribe. That means you don't have to take that extra exhausting step of going to our website. It's just a bloop right there in your inbox.
Yeah, delivered straight to you. And there's plenty of places to subscribe from. If you're an iPhone user, go ahead and use iTunes Podcast. That's probably the easiest way using iPhone. Stitcher, we're on there. Spotify, also, if you stream music on Spotify, you can now get FM Talk 106.5 Podcast there. And on TuneIn, where you probably already stream us live using the TuneIn Radio app, now you can get us on TuneIn Podcast. So just search FM Talk 106.5. You'll see the podcast page pop up. Hit subscribe, and while you're there, go ahead and give us a good rating, too.
All right, 7:23, FM Talk 106.5. By the way, it started yesterday morning with this discussion. MPD had put out a press release earlier this week talking about people using alcohol, marijuana, and gambling at, they were specific with Maitrey Park and Langham Park, but they said they've been getting complaints about that. And the gambling thing, I quickly started joking about people throwing dice or something like that, and then got emails yesterday morning that, no, they were gambling like sports gambling. Y'all, that's not legal except for Mississippi.
Right.
And they were sports gambling, and then they pointed out they were gambling on the games going on, like peewee football, like park ball football.
Amazing, right?
If you go back and you'll look at some of the, because I talked about this again during the midday and got another slew of emails and actually a lot more notes on Twitter, emails, and text in here, and people, you know, saying that they had seen thousands of dollars wagered on these kids' football games. I got to tell you, my jaw was on the floor. I mean, I remember that age. Actually, I didn't even start till a little bit later with CYO football, but I mean, we hardly knew sometimes if we were on defense or offense out there, you know? I mean, yeah. And our shoes weren't, we didn't know how to tie our shoes, but the fact that somebody would be betting on the outcome of those games. So we're looking into this, and there's a bunch more of y'all that have texted in, and keep it coming, because I'm trying to get the information together so we can kind of look into this as a just the strangest thing.
Yeah, I don't know who would condone, you know, betting on little kids. I mean, college football and NFL.
I just don't understand it. I don't even know if I'm angry about it. I'm just like, the heck is wrong with you?
Seriously. And some of the numbers that, some of the texts and emails we've
got. You saw how much money they were talking
about? Yeah, because I was thinking, you know, maybe 10, 20 bucks. I bet old Johnny runs for at least a touchdown today. But to put some of the cash on there, think of all the added, I mean, think that you can bet on your child and keep it that way where your child doesn't know about it and you don't feel any ill will towards them. But if you're betting on your child and he doesn't come through for you, that can't be a good parenting move.
That's I mean, you're throwing a fit at home. You know, wife, what's wrong? Well, Johnny laying down on the job. If Johnny would stick to the fundamentals, if Johnny would block, if Johnny would tackle, if Johnny would run north and south instead of east and west all the time, we'd be able to make the house note. Oh, did I say that out loud? I mean, that is, it's just, it's horrible.
Or even worse, if you're betting against your child. I mean, you know him better than anyone else.
Trying to hedge.
So awful that people would be betting on the little kids. Now, high school, college, you got to assume more of that's going on.
Sure,
but little league fields, come on, people.
I mean, it just seems like a bad idea because when people gamble, at least they think they know the outcome of something, right?
Right.
They're often wrong, but they think with sports gambling, they think they know better than the line or how this is going to work or how that. Did y'all ever play park ball? I mean, when you were a kid, were you even thinking about the outcome of the game? I was thinking, oh, look, butterfly.
What are we doing after the game?
Yeah,
can't
exactly.
Wait to go to the
pizza,
pool.
Yeah, a pizza party. So there you go. So that's going on. And so we'll keep looking into that. And then you and I were talking about parks and stuff during the news break there. This story out of Connecticut is unbelievable. They said as many as 76 people have now overdosed on what is believed to have been a synthetic marijuana, so I'm guessing spice. We had our own rash with it here in Mobile. This is a Connecticut City Park, and they said parkgoers were there watching in horror. So the overdoses happened at the New Haven Green throughout the day yesterday. New Haven Register quotes a guy who said, "We have a guy laid out in the alleyway, unresponsive, eyes wide open. He's out cold." Lieutenant Ernest Jones, a medical emergency technician with the New Haven Fire Department, told the Register that he's had his job for 5 years and has never seen such an abnormal day at work. The story from Fox News, they go on to say no deaths were reported, but authorities say two people showed life-threatening symptoms. According to the report, the victims covering a range of ages experienced a multitude of signs and symptoms ranging from vomiting, hallucinating, high blood pressure, shallow breathing, semi-conscious, and unconscious states. Naloxone, the antidote for narcotic overdoses, was administered to some of the victims, but didn't appear to be effective. And the Green, the name of this park, which attracts homeless people and drug users throughout the year, is located in downtown New Haven to the south and west of the Ivy League Yale University.
Wow.
Okay, so I want to point something out. There were 70, they're saying, according to 76 overdoses, that means in one park, this is what I read from it, this is in one park in New Haven, Connecticut, there were 76 people doing illegal drugs on one given day.
That should
leave you slack-jawed.
The police are saying they think it was laced with fentanyl, which why they were using that in naloxone, which apparently didn't have much of an effect. But listen, as the people first started falling out, they had 12 and then 20 people and more paramedics were staying at the park throughout the day as more people fell ill. So there were probably people walking around this park seeing others lying on the ground being administered to from the authorities, and then they would go off and smoke it and experience the exact same thing. So paramedics had to stay out there at the park all day long and help these people who were falling ill from these drugs.
Police say they arrested 37-year-old Felix Melendez, who was out on parole prior to his arrest. Synthetic marijuana, which is generally plant material sprayed with chemicals, like we've talked about roach spray and potpourri and all that, mimic the high from real marijuana that has been blamed for overdoses across the country. We saw it here. I mean, Lord knows it pushed during a certain period of time, it pushed our EMTs to the brink with what they were having to work on with this. But one day, one park, New Haven, Connecticut, 76 overdoses. My gosh, do we have a problem in this country.
Scary stuff.
728, we'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams right after News 5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The man police say stabbed two people and injured a toddler in West Mobile is in Metro Jail this morning. He was taken to jail last night after being treated at a hospital. Tyrone Owen is accused of stabbing his father and next-door neighbor, as well as injuring a child on Winridge Drive. He's charged with assault, robbery, burglary, and domestic violence. Daphne police are asking for your help finding a missing man. Levi Frank left his home just before noon yesterday and was last seen walking near Highway 98 in Whispering Pines Road. Frank was last seen wearing black jogging pants, a red and gray shirt, and had a pink backpack. If you have any information, call Daphne Police, 621-9100. The 2018 high school football season will be known as the Year of Technology when it kicks off next week. You'll be seeing lots of TV monitors and iPads on the sidelines as the Alabama High School Athletic Association introduces instant replay and other technology. On Wednesday, some new equipment arrived at BC Rain High School and was on display. In addition to instant replay, some schools will have real-time video fed to the sideline. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
A few years ago, I decided to buy a Liberty Safe to protect my valuables. I never dreamed that my house would be broken into. What they couldn't break into was my Liberty Safe. I am so thankful I bought the safe. It's worth every penny. I highly recommend Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Protect your valuables with a safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and get 12 months no interest financing. I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe.
Chris Watts has reportedly been charged with three counts of murder. His pregnant wife and two young daughters have been missing from their Colorado home since Monday, and Watts earlier appealed to the public for help.
If you're out there, just come back. Like, if somebody has her, just please bring her back.
Watts reportedly has confessed to police. In the first courtroom test of Robert Mueller's Russia probe, jury deliberations are set to begin today in the tax and bank fraud trial of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. President Trump has revoked the security clearance of former CIA director John Brennan. Correspondent James Dinan.
The White House has not provided any evidence that Brennan has misused his security clearance, but last month he did criticize Trump by tweeting, "The president's Helsinki press conference with Russian President Putin was nothing short of treasonous."
Trump tells the Wall Street Journal this morning he took the action against Brennan out of frustration over the Russia probe, which he blames Brennan for starting. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. China and the U.S. have reached a modest breakthrough in their standoff over trade, saying they will hold lower-level talks later this month on the spiraling dispute. China's Commerce Ministry says a vice minister will travel to the U.S. at an unspecified date at the invitation of the Treasury Department to discuss trade issues. A senior U.S. government official confirmed the talks. President Trump says his steel tariffs on China and other countries are rescuing an iconic U.S. industry that was in danger of closing, and predicted that the competition U.S. companies will face in the future will mostly be domestic due to his actions. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, Trump said some people may complain that in the short term, steel prices may be a little more expensive, but they ultimately will drop. Many economists, business leaders, and members of Trump's own party would take issue with his boasts, arguing that he is both exaggerating the benefits of the policies while understating their significant direct and indirect costs. That's Your Money Now.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through August 31st. Come in today and take advantage of first month's payment credit and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on first month's payment credit and certified pre-owned warranties.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Spanish 431 and 181 at Rockwell Elementary. Seeing some radar and a little bit of backup, so be careful there. But if you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway, we look good through Mobile. Delays continue on the overpass at Dolphin Street. Also, Old Shell and Moffitt seeing some delays, but no new wrecks in roadways. Good ride so far all the way up towards Saraland. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 735, FM Talk 106.5, 76 now at our studios. And good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So here we are, midway through August, and, well, not at the peak of hurricane season, at least foothills here. We can look to next month. What's going on in the tropics?
You know, we've been talking about how cool the waters have been out in the tropical Atlantic, and that's kept storms from forming out there. Well, we have now the first indication that we may see a change. We've got a strong tropical wave that is now moving a little bit closer to the Caribbean, and it has the potential of growing a little bit. However, if it moves into the Caribbean, like it appears that it will do over the next several days, conditions there are just not favorable for any kind of intensification. That is, the winds are a little too strong in the upper atmosphere. And as a result, it will probably lose strength. But we'll watch that one. That's an indication, again, that things may be changing there. We also have a named storm up over the central Atlantic, Ernesto. It's really called a subtropical system. It's not quite a full-fledged tropical area, but it does have winds of 40 miles an hour. It's moving in a more of a north-northeast direction. No threat to any land area. Elsewhere, it's quiet over the Caribbean, and the Gulf of Mexico looks good.
All right, Dr. Bill. So the weekend ahead, rain part of the forecast, but maybe what? Go out in the morning, not in the afternoon?
Once again, the mornings are going to be the best time. Although, as we get into the weekend, we're going to have quite a few thunderstorms around, and we may see more of those start to develop in the morning hours. Today, we already have some thunderstorms that have been affecting these around the Mobile Bay. We had a thunderstorm over Fairhope earlier and then developed downtown area in Mobile. Most of the activity at the moment is out over the coastal waters, but as the land warms up, and it will quickly, we'll see numerous thunderstorms develop across the region. That's going to keep temperatures around 90 today. Tonight, a few thunderstorms are likely, especially near the coast. And then tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day with a good chance for thunderstorms, high tomorrow in the upper 80s. And as I mentioned, over the weekend, conditions will be favorable for scattered to numerous thunderstorms in the afternoon, but some of those could start in the morning. So really, the morning's going to be your best time to get some sunshine, and the highs over the weekend will be in the upper 80s.
All right, Dr. Bill, thanks so much. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
As staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. A few showers on the radar to our east over towards Pensacola, and they're small, and that's about it this morning. But, yeah, ramping up this afternoon, as Dr. Bill said. Saw the presser yesterday, press conference with Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson. He's talking about the delay in the vote here on the money for USA and then the money back for LAD. And Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson held that news conference yesterday, said the vote's been delayed for weeks. He said city council, you know, get off your duff and vote on this letter of intent, which is to give South $10 million. And then, of course, $2.5 million coming back to the city to go towards LAD Peoples, whatever they do, whether it's a repair or a restart there. He also points out that the reason this deal came up, it was an affordable deal. It was a way to actually save money, but it's not now. Now, we've been talking about this. We've been laying that out for you, that it started off as a proposal to tighten the belt there for the city coffers. But now it's an idea to give the money to USA and money for LAD and money for this Maysville project as well. It's become something completely different. So the mayor talked about that at the presser yesterday. And if you have any other questions about this, we're going to get into this in detail, because starting at noon today on Midday Mobile, Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson will join us on the show. We'll talk about all this. If you've got questions, you know, specific questions, what this means, what the dollars would go for, why the $2.5 million coming back, what about LAD? This chance is today, noon today. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson joining us on the show. So be here for that. All right, 738 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check headlines with Kelly next.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt.
Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Another fox with rabies in Publin County. Residents there are now advised to be on high alert as rabid foxes have bitten six people and two dogs in Baldwin County since the end of May. That's according to the Alabama Department of Public Health. Tuesday, a dog in Loxley was attacked. That fox, later found to be with rabies, attacked the dog while it was outside with its owner at her home in Baldwin County 65. The owner says she used a long pole to get the fox off her dog. Police later responded and shot that fox. The fox was then sent to the Mobile State Public Health Laboratory for testing. On Wednesday, the lab confirmed that the fox did have rabies. Environmental Director Greg Dunn says that, quote, this incident illustrates the importance of being alert and keeping your pets properly immunized. He's the ED with the Southwestern District. Rabies virus is usually transmitted through the saliva of an infected animal through a bite or scratch. The virus, though, can be spread through direct contact with mucous membranes like eyes, nose, and mouth. For more information about rabies and prevention, contact the Baldwin County Health Department at 251-947-3618. Alex Jones back in the news. This time, he's been suspended by Twitter. The suspension came after Jones shared a video on Tuesday in which he advised his followers to get battle ready and, quote, act on the enemy before they do a false flag. The company said they suspended Jones after they determined he had violated its rules against inciting violence. So during the suspension, he will not be able to tweet nor retweet from his personal account. The official InfoWars Twitter account has not been impacted by the suspension, but that site was taken down also on Tuesday in what's being called an apparent cyber attack. That show airs Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The officers and staff of Bryant Bank, Highway 98 in Daphne, and North McKenzie in Foley ask you to respect Safety Patrol as you would any law enforcement organization. The Safety Patrol is there to assist you, obey their signals, and cross the street when they direct. Keep your hands on the wheel, eyes on the road, and never text while driving. This message from the officers and staff of Bryant Bank, Highway 98 in Daphne, and North McKenzie in Foley. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Community leaders taking part in the Gulf Coast Back to School Safety Campaign.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. No criminal charges will be filed against suspended Davidson head football coach Fred Riley. Riley was placed on administrative leave as the school system continued to investigate hazing involving Davidson's football team. Eight students were arrested and expelled. Several parents have called for Riley to be charged. The Mobile County District Attorney's Office says after reviewing all the evidence, it has not found any additional evidence to charge anyone else. A man wanted for crimes in Atlanta was arrested on the Gulf Coast. U.S. Marshals arrested Mario Freeman inside the J&M tackle shop in Orange Beach Tuesday. Investigators say they had Freeman under surveillance before the arrest. They say he threatened to kill cops, saying he was not going back to prison. A woman charged with manslaughter made her first court appearance in Baldwin County. Deborah Estep is the suspect in a deadly crash on the Foley Beach Express that left a pregnant woman dead. On Wednesday, a judge set her bond at $75,000. Authorities say Estep was drunk when the SUV she was driving collided with a car carrying 20-year-old Josie Jones and her unborn child. Both were killed. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
John McCants and the staff of John McCants State Farm Agency, Moffett Road in Sims, reminds us to observe all speed limits in school zones and cooperate with safety personnel and school bus drivers. Always buckle up, keep your hands on the wheel, eyes on the road, and never text while driving. Let's make this school year a safe one. This message brought to you by John McCants and the staff of John McCants State Farm Agency, Moffett Road in Sims, taking part in the Gulf Coast Back to School Safety Program.
Good morning, quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Mobile Bay Bears grabbed an early 3-run lead against the Biloxi Shuckers on Wednesday night. They even extended that lead to 4 in the 5th inning, but Biloxi would rally to beat Mobile 6-5. Tonight the Bay Bears and Shuckers play Game 4 of the 6-game series in Biloxi. First pitch is scheduled for 6:35. In the major leagues, tempers erupted in Atlanta when Braves rookie Ronald Acuna Jr., who had homered in 5 straight games, was hit by the very first pitch from Miami starter Jose Urania.
Acuna's hit 12 homers, 24 RBIs, and 25 runs scored leading off. And he got smoked on the very first pitch. Chad Fairchild, right out in front of the plate. Acuna tosses the helmet down, and now in a crouch on the third baseline.
It was a 97.5-mile-an-hour pitch that hit Acuna near his left elbow. Yeah, had to have hurt. He remained on the ground a few minutes as players from both sides shouted at one another, and eventually the benches cleared. There was some pushing and shoving. Urania was ejected from the game, along with Braves manager Brian Snitker. Here's Snitker talking about the incident following the game.
It's a shame. This young man is just playing the game, doing what he's loves to do, and that's just a damn shame what happened that first pitch of the game.
Acuna attempted to stay in the game, but eventually left in the top of the second inning. The Braves would go on to beat Miami 5-2 for the 4-game sweep and their 5th win in a row. Dansby Swanson had 3 RBI, including a 2-run homer. Elsewhere around the league, Philadelphia beat Boston 7-4. Wilson Ramos had 3 hits and 3 RBI in his Phillies debut. St. Louis won their 8th game in a row, 4-2 over the Washington Nationals. The Chicago Cubs beat Milwaukee 8-4. Tampa got a win over the New York Yankees 6-1. And the Houston Astros hit a season-high 5 home runs in a 12-1 win over Colorado. The 72nd Little League World Series kicks off today in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, and will continue until August 26th when they play the Little League World Series championship game. 16 teams made up of 11 and 12-year-olds are in the final event of the international tournament that began on July 28th. Last year, the Japanese team from Tokyo won the World Series. Today, 4 games gets it all started. At noon, the Caribbean region takes on the Asia-Pacific team on ESPN. Then at 2 o'clock, a couple teams from the United States play. Mid-Atlantic region versus the Midwest region. At 4 o'clock, Mexico takes on Australia. And then at 6 o'clock tonight, the New England team faces the Southwest region. That game will air on ESPN2. And in college football news, LSU's quarterback battle now down to 2 men. Ohio State transfer Joe Burrow and sophomore Miles Brennan are the last remaining competitors for the Tigers' starting quarterback position, with the news that Justin McMillan and Lowell Narcisse will transfer from LSU. Narcisse was the first to make his announcement late on Tuesday, and McMillan followed suit on Wednesday. McMillan's a redshirt junior who graduated over the summer. He has 2 years of immediate eligibility as a grad transfer. 7:48 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, Nappy Award winner for the best burger in town. Of course, they're the home of the famous Butch Burger. And don't forget, happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. That's Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we've got an accident with delays eastbound I-10 between Theodore Dawes Road and Carroll Plantation. Be careful, it's going to be slow for a while as officers have got part of the roadway blocked off. From the 1065 split, still looking good. Again, those school zones are going to be busy, backing down to 15 miles an hour. The 21st Annual Dolphin Street Beer Festival is next Saturday in downtown Mobile. Over 80 different beer tastings at 30 different venues, all within a few city blocks of each other. Get the details at beerfestmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
As a new school year begins, the North Baldwin Chamber of Commerce wants to remind drivers to be aware that school zones will be areas of congested traffic. Stay alert. Be prepared to stop suddenly when driving where children are frequently found. Please observe speed limits in school zones and cooperate with safety personnel and school bus drivers. Always buckle up, slow down, keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel, and above all, don't text while driving. My name is Ashley Jones Davis, Executive Director for the North Baldwin Chamber of Commerce, and we are community leaders taking part in the Gulf Coast Back to School Safety Campaign.
750 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings Thursday style. That means Captain Bobby joins us in just a couple minutes. Now let's check headlines with Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Mobile police need your help to find 33-year-old Josh Weaver. He was contracted to do a job with another man. The two got into an argument as to how much they were going to get paid by the owner. Police say that's when the suspect, who has since been arrested, pulled out a knife and demanded money from the victim. The victim threw his wallet onto the ground and took off. Weaver and the other person with the knife took the cash out of the wallet. And that's the last time anyone has seen Weaver. He's described as 5 feet, 9 inches tall, weighing about 190 pounds, and police believe he's still in the Mobile area. If you have information, call Crime Stoppers at 251-208-7211. Before you go withdraw money from the ATM, heads up, the FBI is warning banks that cyber criminals are getting ready to swipe your money in a coordinated scheme known as ATM Cash Out. Cybersecurity blog Krebs says the federal agency has alerted banks around the country to the scheme. The ATM Cash Out involves cyber criminals hacking a bank or payment card processor via malware and then using clone cards at cash machines to withdraw your money. The FBI has obtained unspecified reporting indicating cyber criminals are planning to conduct a global ATM cash-out scheme in the coming days, likely associated with an unknown card user breach and commonly referred to as an unlimited operation. That's the note the FBI shared with financial institutions. So the scheme would allow hackers to remove fraud controls designed to stop attacks, like ATM withdrawal limits or restrictions on the number of daily transactions. ATM cash-out operations are generally launched on weekends after financial institutions close for business on Saturday. No timeline has been given, but the FBI memo advised banks to implement additional safety procedures as well as closely monitoring all activity in the coming weeks. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue and HMS Marine Electronics, home of Garmin, featuring ultra-skinning sonar. Choose HMS for all your fish-finding technology, HMSMarineElectronics.com or HMS Marine Electronics on Facebook. Check in with the man of the hour from the A-Team. This is Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning.
Good morning, gang. How are y'all?
We're good. Even better question is, how are you? Because it's August now. School's back in, and mostly back in. And so maybe you get a little more peace on the water. Folks like me aren't out there in your way.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's fun either way, but you're right. It really does get quiet. Really, once the rodeo's over, that kind of starts it. And then, like you just said, when school gets back in, it really gets quiet during the week. But, man, you know, the good news is, even on weekends, you know, when you do get a chance to get out between school and whatnot, there's a lot of fish kind of everywhere. That's the great part about it. So everybody can kind of get spread out. It's not just a few fish a rig or something like that. There's a lot of fish spread down through the sound, out on the Gulf beaches. There's fish further up the bay, and then of course there's plenty of fish on the on the structure in both the bay and the sound. So there's a lot of opportunities out there. The other cool part, if you keep up with the tides, is we talk a lot about tides, but this is that cycle we're going into. Actually, today it starts. We come out of new moon nip, and we go into this cycle where we have falling water right at daylight. And man, you know, you want a recipe for a good trout trip. Mix break a day with the start of a falling tide, and you're going to be able to catch some fish. As long as the thunderstorms don't run you around, you'll be able to catch some fish. This is a really, really a good cycle that we're going into.
All right. So you talk about the fish being all over the place, but if you had to pick one, I know you are a fan of the shallow water fishing, and I dig it too, but I mean, would it be worth, you know, the gas rigs pretty good, and is there any way you're fishing the gas rigs differently this time of year?
Not really. You know, it's the best way to fish rigs or any structure like that is with a slip cork. And you can go to my website if you ever want to look. We don't have near enough time to explain how to rig one of those up. But the important thing is how to use it. And what you want to do with that rig is, if you're going to fish a piece of structure, whether it be a rig or whatever, make sure you get on the upcurrent side of the rig and let the bait drift freely with the tide. I saw some guys sitting right next to us the other day scratching their head because we were catching fish at a rig, and they had their slip cork rod stuck in the rod holder, and the shrimp was probably 6 to 8 feet out of position because the current had swept the bait up. You know, you got to let that bait drift freely with the current. That's a tip I give. It's such an easy rig to use. You don't have to pop it or anything. Set it in the lower third of the water column and just let the bait drift freely with the current.
Yeah, and you know, just do that and repeat, like they say with the shampoo,
yeah.
Right?
Just
and then repeat.
And when you do that repeat, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because sometimes you know, if you're fishing a 12-foot deep piece of structure, you know, sometimes those fish can be as high as about 8 feet up in the water column. But you want to cover that whole water column on each drift. So if you drift through there, you know, and you're set at 12 feet and you don't get bit, shallow up a little bit, bring it up a foot or foot and a half, and you'd be surprised sometimes how just a little bit of a depth adjustment like that will make a big difference. Those fish will, you know, are suspended to that point to where you just a minor adjustment and you'll start catching some fish. So don't give up on your first drift, like you just said, rinse and repeat.
That's right. So, and also other species out there, what are you seeing? What about redfish? What about white trout that you know I'm always interested in? What about flounder?
Flounder is to be a real short subject with me, but I've actually heard some little bit more encouraging
me
news
too.
About flounder, but all the other species you just mentioned we've caught on every trip this through the past week. We've caught a lot of mackerel, gotten of course cut off by mackerel if you don't have steel leader on there. Plenty of white trout, and this is kind of a time of the year where you start to see those big white trout show up on the structure we were just talking about. Redfish, there's schools of bull reds. These bull reds are gathering up in these spawning schools right now. Sometimes you'll have them mow through like a bunch of steamrollers while you're catching trout, and you'll have four of them on at the same time, you know. So kind of a lot of fun things going on right now. Blackfishing really seems to have really turned on. I saw a pretty one yesterday. We didn't do a real good job of execution on him, but saw a pretty one yesterday on a little piece of structure. So keep your eyes open if you're running from point A to point B for those things. They seem to really have shown up really well here in the last few weeks.
Well, that's
matter of fact,
news.
I heard yesterday there was a 31-pounder caught.
I saw a picture of him this morning. It was unreal.
Captain
Bobby,
that's a big one.
Yeah, if somebody wants to get a trip booked with you this time of year or even for some of that great fall fishing, how do they do it?
Go to ateamfishing.com. That's the easiest way to do it, and all the trip information's up there on the new website.
Good stuff. Captain Bobby, get back to fishing. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
We'll do. FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and HMS Marine Electronics. All right, hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings happening next. Y'all stay close.